You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. A hot summer night. Feel like a net.
All right, guys. We are on. We are back. How are we all doing here? Okay, awesome. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hey, you know, you just never know. Maybe some of you guys would rather listen to the music. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you got to kind of rock out. And all right, but we are back. We are ready to go. A lot to talk about. I know I heard Glenn Beck got dissed on American Airlines. What was it? Is it a steward? Or we call them flight attendants. It was, I think, a male flight attendant. I'm trying to get the story straight. From what I understand, I guess he had a quote-unquote disappointing experience. The flight attendant fawned all over the other passengers, but only spoke one word to him, slammed a can of soda on his tray. Wait a second. If he got a whole can of soda, you think he was flying first class? I never get a whole can. Wow. I bet he was flying first class. They got a can of soda. Is that really what happens? You know, you become a big, you know, star like Glenn Beck. I mean, if I ever, you know, become a big star, is that what's going to happen to me? I mean, I would just love to fly first class. I don't even need to fly first class. I would like to have a whole can of some sort of a drink. The problem with those little cups they give you is you go through the drink too quickly. They're big, huge things of ice. I don't know why the ice has to be that big when you drink out of your cup. And then you have the liquid in there. And let's say you're flying. I fly to New York probably four times a year. Flying to New York is about 4.5-hour flight from where I live. That cup really doesn't cover it. Not enough fluids. Okay? And I try to explain to them, I'm Dr. Dahlia. All right? Honestly, everybody should be getting a little bit more fluids. If you take a look at how much they urinate, and you take a look at how many cc's per bladder, per urination, and you look at how many times people get up to go to the bathroom, and then how many people perspire, this little cup with the ice isn't enough to cover the fluid. And yeah, I could see them probably slam down the drink to me too. So, all right. Well, sorry for Glenn Beck, but, boy, people are grumpy. I guess I just heard the Democratic Convention now reinstates Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Have you guys been following this? Have you guys been following this at all? Okay, I'm very, very confused. Because when does a political party get to change geography and change a map? And I guess, in addition to this, they took God's name out of, the Democratic policy platform. I don't know if you guys have been kind of watching this, but I guess the Democratic Party platform wanted the removal of any reference to God in the document. And they also wanted to, not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, I don't know what geography lesson they took or what geography class they had, but Jerusalem is the capital. I mean, yeah, Christians believe in that. Jews believe in that. Even Muslims. There's Jerusalem. Whenever you go and visit Jerusalem, right, you have, people of all nations that honor that geographical distinction. And I guess the Democrats had decided to pull that out. Now, of course, you know, people were yelling and screaming, and I guess it just got reinstated. From what I understand, you need a 2/3 vote. And the Antonio Villaraigosa, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, convention chairman, proposed the vote. Apparently, people said they couldn't tell that it was a 2/3 vote favor, but he did push it through. And I guess geography still stands. So I'm just kind of a little confused why this had to happen. What's unfortunately something that has been dominating my emails over the last couple of days, and I continually try to clarify, is many of my conservative listeners are asking me why Jews are Democrat and why Jews are supporting Obama. And I'm going to say what I told you last week and the week before and the week before. Most of the Jews I know don't. They're Republican. And I think the media has been manipulating a lot of us, thinking, okay, well, you have, you know, a huge group of voters, and they always vote this way, and that's not the case. And, you know, a lot of us that are non-Democrat are always portrayed wrongly in the news, and then we don't really stand up and have the power in media to correct everybody. Now, true, you know, in the olden days, the Democratic Party was a much different party. And yes, many people of different nationalities and faiths and people coming to this country ended up being welcomed by the Democratic Party, whereas the Republican Party was more of the party that had people that were, you know, fifth-generation American, sixth-generation American, etc. However, many people that I've seen, including, you know, Latinos and Jews and et cetera, have, you know, looked at the party as, okay, well, we don't just automatically pick a party. We take a look and we see, you know, who does better for the country, who does better for Israel, who does better for us, who does better for our neighbors, et cetera, and then come up with a vote. And I'm going to tell you right now, most people I know are not extremely happy with the Democratic Party and are Republican. So, you know, to answer your question, I'd like to throw out there, can the media please stop saying that, you know, the Democratic Party is dominated, or the Jewish vote is dominated by the Democratic Party, because I think that's a fallacy. I think with any religious group, I don't think you could say all Catholics are Republicans, all Mormons are Republicans, all Jews are Republicans. I don't think you could say that. All right. I think we all have enough sense to pick and choose who we want to vote for and which party we want to be affiliated with. But the media, of course, loves to group just in case there's some independents out there going, oh, wait a second, wait a second. All right, I'm Hindu, so if I'm Hindu, I guess I need to vote. I don't know what they're trying to do, but just realize that you have a huge Jewish vote on the conservative side. Yes, you have a huge Jewish vote on the liberal side, and you have that with multiple different ethnicities and denominations. Just, oh man, the stereotyping is just driving me crazy. And yes, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1692.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1734.41, $867.20 for a half ounce, or $433.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1734.41, $867.20, and $433.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I know most of you are probably watching the Democratic Convention right now, or have been following it this week. I guess there was an illegal immigrant protest at the Democratic National Convention, and immigration officials have decided not to detain them. The illegal immigrants were arrested by police, about 10 of them. And I guess immigration officials said, no, just go vote in November. I don't know if they said that. They said the immigrants are part of a group of more than 35 protesters that have come across the nation to pressure politicians to create a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Don't we have a pathway for citizenship now, if you go the right way? Protesters arrived in Charlotte, North Carolina, the final stop of the tour, with words that said, no papers, no fear, journey for justice. Are you allowed to go around other countries without your papers? Are you? I mean, am I really missing something? Can I go into Brazil or Portugal or Spain and decide to live there for an extended amount of time without having papers? Do I? Use your health care? All right. Teach me if I'm wrong. The protest had been carefully orchestrated to get the attention of Democrats attending the convention. As convention delegates walked past, the protesters sat down at an intersection near Time Warner Arena. If we sit down in an intersection, are we busted for, like, jaywalking or disturbing the peace? An American citizen would probably get arrested. Okay? An uptown shuttle where the convention is being held. Some of the immigrants held banners over their heads that were stenciled with the words undocumented. Protesters were arrested by officers, right? And then, let me see. Brian Hale, spokesman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, confirmed that ICE has taken no enforcement action against the Ride for Justice activists. Is ICE on vacation? Do they get to pick and choose when they do their job? What is supposed to be the job of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement? Does anybody know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, ICE. Maybe they're supposed to provide ICE. Maybe they're the ones that bring ICE to the margarita machine. ICE. Maybe we're really misinterpreting what they're supposed to do. Because it sounds like the police are going to them. Because police are under the impression that if you have somebody who's undocumented, we go to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But it seems like, no. They're like, no, we're not going to deport. Well, then what organization does deport illegal immigrants? I just want to know where my taxpaying dollars are going to. I mean, you know, if the police have ICE on their speed dial and it's obsolete or antiquated, and the police need to put a different phone number in on who to call if they have undocumented people here violating laws, then can somebody please inform our police departments, okay? Just, I was under the impression that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division is one that handles that. If they don't, or if they do, but they are taking vacation days, let, I think, government officials and police officials know that so they aren't wasting time and more taxpaying dollars. Okay, I guess ICE is not, you know, and then my next question is, if we're really getting this, you know, get out of jail free card, how do we U.S. citizens benefit from this? If ICE is taking a very relaxed approach, or, you know, remember that Snoopy Charlie Brown sign, the doctor is in or the doctor is not in? If they have a sign up right now saying out to lunch, is there any way we American citizens can benefit? I mean, they're obviously being pretty laid back and cool, going, nah, you know what, you're undocumented, you're here illegally, we're going to do nothing. I mean, do you think the IRS is going to maybe treat us American citizens now really lightly if we decide not to pay taxes? I mean, I didn't realize that this whole lackadaisical attitude on people living here using our resources without paying is that prevalent. And if that's the case, do we hardworking U.S. citizens that are trying to pay taxes to support the country able to get some time off paying our taxes? I mean, maybe there's something here that we're all really missing, and there's something we could really take advantage of. Now, I'm not telling you to not pay your taxes, but if we have government agencies now not doing their jobs, if everybody's out to lunch, on vacation, not having to deport illegal immigrants, you know, not worried about the cost of things and our budgets, allowing undocumented people that live here to not pay taxes and utilize these services, does that mean us U.S. citizens that are paying, you know, regularly get a break? Of course not, Dr. Dahlia, please. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe the IRS is out to lunch also. I mean, aren't they all paid with the same paychecks? You think the IRS will come after us if we don't pay our taxes? Well, then why is that? Why is one government agency going after the Americans, but the other government agencies aren't going after the? No, I don't get that. A little confused. In today's news, immigration law, Arizona's immigration law, the quote-unquote show me your papers law, was actually upheld by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton allows police, while enforcing other laws, to question the immigration status of those they suspect are in the country legally. Which means if you pull somebody aside, questioning them because they're a suspect, you are allowed to say, A, if you're Arizona, okay, are you from Arizona? B, if you're not from Arizona, where are you from? Okay, if you're not from the United States, where are you from? Apparently, police are allowed to do that now. That's horrible. Why? Why? Police ask questions all the time. Have any of you ever been interrogated by a police officer? I mean, they'll ask you about your orifices. They'll ask you about everything, but they can't ask about your immigration status? Well, according to this, U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton upholds it, says that I guess they are allowed. All right. So apparently lawyers for Arizona Governor Jan Brewer urged the judge to let the requirement go into effect, saying the law's opponents were merely speculating in the racial profiling claims that police have received training to avoid discriminatory practices, and that officers must have reasonable suspicion that a person is in the country illegally to trigger the requirement. In her ruling, Judge Bolton said the court will not ignore the clear direction of the Supreme Court that the provision cannot be challenged further on its face before the law takes effect. Face? She reiterated the High Court's interpretation that the law might be able to be challenged as unconstitutional on other grounds. Okay, so what does this mean? What I get is, again, police can ask when they detain somebody, right, if you are, where are you from? Where are you from? Where were you born? What was that movie from? Where are you born? Where were you born? Why can't we ask everybody where were you born? You know, I went to 12 different schools before I went to college. And I would probably say at every school I was asked, where was I born? In kindergarten, I had to tell people where I was born. In second grade, I had to tell people where I was born. I didn't feel it was racial profiling. My teacher asked me where I was born. The vice principal asked me. The principal asked me. Anytime I got in trouble, they asked me where I was born. I told them where I was born. I remember I had a concussion at school. When I woke up, they asked me, where was I born? Just to see if I was alert and oriented. No, they don't really ask a little kid what's the date. Little kids don't know the day or the date, right? But a lot of kids know where they were born. I was asked where I was born all the time. I still am. People go, Dahlia, where were you born? I was born in Los Angeles. It was Cedars of Lebanon at the time, and now it's Cedars of Sinai Hospital. I don't care. You can ask where I was born. It's fine. If I go out of the country, I'll very proudly tell you where I was born. I was born in the United States. Here's my papers. But Don't Ask, Don't Tell was brought back. I never thought I would see Don't Ask, Don't Tell brought back this quickly, but in a different form. I mean, honestly, the Democrats have been fighting against Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and all of a sudden now we have that back. No, please, please, please don't tell us your immigration status, and we won't ask. Don't tell us, we won't ask. Now, also in immigration news, a lot of immigration news today, people. A Florida judge says that children born of illegal immigrants do get Florida in-state tuition. U.S.-born students of illegal immigrants are eligible for in-state tuition in Florida if they meet the standard residency requirements. The residency requirements, I do not think, includes paying taxes, okay? Which means those of us that do pay taxes are going to have to pay out-of-state tuition. If you don't and you snuck in with your folks illegally, in-state tuition. In-state tuition. What a real treat. What a real treat. I don't know if that's the smartest move for them, because how many, you know, U.S. citizens now are going to want to pay out-of-state tuition when they know that other people don't have to? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Come right back.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.
healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Houston writes, Doctor, what is the penalty for not paying your income tax? I mean, again, I'm not a tax lawyer or tax attorney, but isn't that tax evasion? I mean, I believe the penalties range anywhere from being fined to being thrown in jail. Right? Many people have gone to jail for tax evasion. Haven't they? Yeah. So I guess the penalties for not paying your taxes, if you're a U.S. citizen, ranges anywhere from being penalized more money to going to jail. All right. Now, I see where you're going with this. So then with illegals, what penalty should they have? Well, if we're not going to deport them, I mean, this is what I'm thinking. And for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess at the Democratic National Convention, a bunch of illegal, undocumented immigrants were arrested by police, and ICE decided that they're not going to deport them, let them go. And so I guess, you know, what we're trying to figure out and dissect and mull through is what agency is supposed to handle illegal immigration, and if that agency is out to lunch, right, or taking vacation, then is the IRS also on vacation And then as U.S. citizens don't have to pay our taxes either. So we're just trying to figure out if the whole government is now kind of having this whole lackadaisical attitude, you know, kind of spring fever type of thing, even though we're in September. Do any of us American citizens get to benefit? Now, from what we just heard today, a judge in Florida rules that if you are a child, a U.S.-born child of illegal immigrants, you, well, okay, here's the thing. Now, U.S.-born children of illegal immigrants have a right to Florida tuition. Okay, so if your parents snuck you in or snuck in and then they decided to get pregnant and have you while they were within the borders, you still get to utilize Florida tuition, okay? My answer to that is then do away with all out-of-state tuition because you're making everybody mad that lives out of state, that pays their taxes, that has done everything by the book, and they have to pay out-of-state tuition when they decide to go to Florida. Or they decide to go to California, or they decide to go to Texas. I mean, honestly, it really doesn't make sense when the Americans that are paying taxes and doing things correctly are penalized more than somebody who didn't go the proper pathway. And if the judge thinks, no, they were born here, they're here in Florida, they get to benefit from in-state tuition, well, then just let all of us benefit from in-state tuition. Because out-of-state tuition stinks. You know, my kids are, what, 7th grade and 4th grade now? Thank God. You know, I got to start thinking about college in the next few years. I know I should have started thinking years ago, but, you know, it's really hard to save when you're paying student loans, right? Trying to run an office, break into radio, and then the recession hits. So I, you know, we'll do what we can college-wise, but I always thought it would be wonderful to send my kids to a, you know, California University, Florida University, Texas University. It's just the out-of-state tuition is really prohibitive. But it looks like we made the mistake of being U.S. citizens. We probably should have left the country, given up our citizenship, and then snuck in, had the babies, then in-state, and then we're going to save thousands upon thousands of dollars of in-state tuition. So I guess they're just going to go in-state. I'm not going to shell out. I don't even think I'll have that kind of money by then to shell out. I need more advertisers on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Now you guys know why you got to advertise on the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, but honestly, I don't know how to pull that kind of money together. I mean, the difference between out-of-state tuition versus in-state tuition. You know, I think I went to probably one of the best medical schools I could have gone to, the University of Nevada School of Medicine, Reno. And then I was very lucky to go my last year to UCLA for my last year. But if I could have done it any different, I wouldn't have. I love the fact that I went to UNR, School of Medicine. Phenomenal school. I learned so much. It was a small class size, so I got a lot of hands-on. I was delivering babies and doing hysterectomies and performing appendectomies as a medical student because we were practicing in Vegas. We were going up and down the state throughout the state, and we were, we were really underserved medically. And so us medical students, we jumped in and I learned so much, but thank heavens I paid in-state tuition. I could not have afforded to go to medical school at a state tuition. Yeah, I took loans, but still in-state tuition. I think I left with about 80 grand of loans. I mean, now trying to get to medical school is easily a couple hundred thousand dollar feat. Cause again, many people go out of state. So we're going to start seeing more of an argument for many of us citizens to just not do the whole out-of-state thing. Now, luckily, some people get scholarships, okay? You know, from what I understand, my brother was able to go out-of-state to California because he got a scholarship. He was really smart, got a full ride. I got a full ride to UNLV with my grades. So, of course, I stayed, you know, at UNLV. That was wonderful. Academic scholarship. No, not sports. What sport does it sound like I could do, especially enough to get a full-ride academic scholarship? I mean, I used to run, but not enough for someone to pay me money for. And when I didn't wear a sports bra, it was actually pretty frightening. So, are they trying to dissuade us from going out of state? You know, why would I pay out-of-state tuition to a California university if a illegal immigrant gets to pay in-state? You know, well, Dr. Dahl, you get to pay in state tuition if you pay taxes in the state. That's why. Well, I get that, but is the illegal immigrant pay taxes in the state? So I don't know. I don't get this whole tax code, in-state, out-of-state tuition. All I know is it sounds like if you're a tax-paying individual in America, you kind of get the worst brunt of it. You know, you get the rump part of the rump roast. And it, actually, that is a juicy piece of meat. What analogy do I want to do? You get the pinky toe of the pig's foot? That? No? You get the, you know what? Forget it. You guys got the point. And, you know, but all I do know is I am paying taxes paycheck after paycheck. And if ICE is deciding not to deport anybody, can I pay less taxes? Because it sounds like they're on vacation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of out-of-state schools, one out-of-state school that attracted me years ago was Harvard. Okay? And I went to four different high schools out of the 12 schools I went to. I went to four different high schools, and one of my high schools at Chaparral High in Scottsdale, Arizona, was a school that really concentrated on SAT scores and doing well on the SAT and kids going to Ivy League. So a couple of my classmates went to MIT, a couple went to Harvard, a couple went to Yale. I got a great score on my SAT, a 1450 on my SAT. And, you know, they were really prepping us for that. Of course, my family said, look, you can get into Harvard, but we don't have money for it. So I knew I was going to go to in-state or community college anyway. Well, apparently, remember there were a bunch of students that were busted for cheating. Apparently, the Harvard University students are now fighting back. There are about 20 students and graduates who have gone to the media to tell their side of the story anonymously, saying they were skipping classes, sharing notes, collaborating on tests, but it was condoned by the professor. Now, what class were these Harvard students cheating in? You want to know the name of the course? Introduction to Congress. Can't make this stuff up. Yeah, they were cheating on the course, Introduction to Congress. Now, of course, many of them are freaked out that this may ruin them and they may not ever, you know, be able to get a job again. Well, I'm not surprised. All right. And then I guess we have a Harvard. What happened here? Let me see if I pulled this up. All right. Sorry, my computer's acting up. We also have Mark Hauser, I believe the ex-Harvard professor who, quote unquote, faked data in experiments. What's going on with Harvard and cheating? Come on, people. It's Harvard. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Does whitening your teeth just want to make you scream? Tooth sensitivity is the number one complaint from whitening your teeth because bleach dehydrates your teeth, leaving nerve endings exposed and painful. Introducing Power Swabs, a tooth whitening system that works to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes without sensitivity. Power Swabs was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger and is clinically proven to hydrate and whiten your teeth in less than 5 minutes. Power Swabs is so effective at reducing sensitivity while whitening that dentists all over the world use it in their offices with professional whitening. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. It's that easy. Try Power Swabs in your home by calling 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Me. I tell you, I'm getting old. All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. I know. Hey, you know what? Not bad for being 6 days post-op. I had surgery 6 days ago for my umbilical hernia. Yes, you're going to hear about it. I'm complaining about it still. Hey, you got to cut me some slack. I am doing pretty damn good for having had surgery a few days ago, not being able to poop in over a week. All right, yeah, I sound a little grumpy today, but I'm tired of it. I mean, I see what paychecks I bring home. Most of it goes to taxes. I'm tired of it. Now, speaking of taxes, do you guys hear about this? A New York court has to decide if a lap dance is tax-exempt art. Apparently, there is a New York strip club that says its naked lap dances are... Well, yeah, I guess some lap dances you're dressed. I don't go into these clubs, so I really don't know what happens. But my guess is you could have a lap dance where they wear clothes, or you could go into a back room where they don't wear clothes. Okay? They say the state tax department and an appeals court disagree and want the Night Moves Club in Albany to pay up to $124,000 it says it owes taxes. New York's highest court gets a shot at the arguments Wednesday. Oh, that's today. When the two sides for, no, or next Wednesday. When the two sides face off at the Court of Appeals, tax officials say sales taxes were paid on the club's non-alcoholic drinks, but are also owed on admission and so-called couch sales, where patrons pay for private or lap dances. By the way, if you ever buy resale furniture, I probably would have bought a couch from a club like that. Night Moves claims the dances are exempt under state tax law as live, dramatic, or musical arts performances. The exemption also applies to theater and ballet. The club is relying on testimony from a cultural anthropologist who has studied exotic dance and visited Night Moves. Oh, please. Okay, well, that means every man I know is a cultural anthropologist who's studied exotic dance. Oh, I got to do my thesis on this, Mom. What? Where are you going? W. Andrew McCullough, attorney for Night Moves, of course, is an attorney involved, said the impact of the eventual court ruling probably won't be widespread because most establishments featuring exotic dancers sell alcohol where other tax rules apply. So this is a very unique case. They say that the fact that the dancers remove all or part of their costume does not render such dance routines as something less than choreographed performances. Are you telling me lap dancers are as proficient as a ballerina? I see a lot of patients who are dancers. And I have to admit, there's actually workout classes. I've even been thinking about doing that. Pole dancing. Pole dancing, you could be dressed and do pole dancing, is actually phenomenal for your abdominal muscles. Right? And these classes, I hear, are pretty fun. You know, they got the music. You know, it's you and a bunch of girls, right, fooling around on a pole. I mean, different poles, of course, and you're working your abdominal muscles. And it's a way to lose weight and exercise. They're called pole dancing classes. It's not just in Las Vegas. They have them everywhere. And, yes, pole dancing is very difficult to do. I can't pole dance. If I could, I wouldn't be in radio because I'd be making a lot more money. But, you know, I see ballet. I mean, I don't go to a ballet. But, you know, I took ballet when I was in the second grade, and that was very difficult. And so I don't think doing a lap dance is as difficult as doing ballet. I just don't. Now, I'm not saying doing a lap dance is easy. I'm sure lap dances are very difficult because, you know, you only have the lap, I guess, to stand on. I know, you don't stand on the lap. Come on, that's funny. Lap dance, you got to just stand on the lap. Okay. All right, so anyway, these guys are trying to get out of paying taxes. Now, okay, what I don't understand is, wait a second. Why are they under so much scrutiny and having so much difficulty with these judges with paying taxes when we have the undocumented workers just coming to and fro and not paying taxes? You see what I mean? We're spending all our tax-paying dollars going after Americans, whereas people that aren't paying taxes, I mean, they're even at the DNC, they're even holding signs saying, I'm undocumented, I'm not here, I'm, all right, well then pay your taxes, please. Just pay, I don't get it. So anyway, here's an example of, from what we understand to be American citizens having an American company, or having a company which they pay taxes, and they are not allowed to evade taxes. I don't know. Maybe they need to leave the country, lose their citizenship, come back, and then they don't have to pay their taxes. But right now, them trying to make an argument that a lap dance is tax exempt because it's art, I think does not hold a lot of water. Right. Now, do you have to hold the drinks when you lap dance? I mean, because I got to tell you, that would be work. You know, trying to keep, no, you serve the drinks. See, I don't, my husband would know. He wouldn't admit to know, but I know he's had lap dances. I mean, before he married me. I don't think he's had any since he's married me. Not by me, of course. I mean, you know, going to these places. But I think you sit there, for those of you that, you know, are sitting next to your wives right now listening to the radio going, gosh, I wish Dahlia would explain to us what a lap dance is because I've never seen one in my life. I'll teach you. I think you get to sit there and the woman comes over and I guess, rather than dancing behind you, she dances in front of you because it's a lap dance. If not, it would be a tushy dance. And you get to watch her dance. And from what I understand, they're supposed to dance very sexy. It's supposed to be a sexy type of dance. You know, they move their hips. They move. Many times they're topless. And I guess they get more tips. The less clothes they wear, I guess more money. Now, there's supposedly a room some people go to when they're getting a lap dance. And The lap dances have some bonuses to them. I don't know what those are because nobody ever admits to them. And in some places, it's illegal to have those bonuses. But again, I don't think it required any choreography. And I don't think it has the same amount of, shall we say, Broadway crediting as other sort of dance and routines have. So, yeah. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. By the way, big thanks to Talk Superstation for tuning in. Big thanks to XM Satellite for sending the show out. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We have Donovan and Kyle working the dials. Right now they're shaking their heads going, she has absolutely no clue what a lap dance is. That's what they do. They dance in front of your lap. They either have clothes on or they don't have clothes. Sometimes they step on your lap. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they turn around, right? And then sometimes you go to a back room. And there's the choreography. I bet I could choreograph a lap dance. I've choreographed before. I could choreograph dance. I've just never choreographed a lap dance because I've choreographed jazz and, you know, some rock dance. You know, whatever was going on in the 80s. I could choreograph that. Okay, so some of you are probably going, Dr. Dahlia, there was absolutely no medical news today. Here's the only piece of medical news that came out. Apparently a judge says that the state of Massachusetts has to pay for an inmate's sex reassignment surgery who was actually convicted of murder. The ruling was handed down by U.S. District Court Judge Mark Wolf this week, ordering Massachusetts prison officials to provide sex reassignment surgery to inmate Michelle Kosalek, formerly of Mansfield, Massachusetts. She was born male, received hormone replacement treatments, now lives as a woman in the all-male prison, was named Robert when married to a Cheryl Kosalek and convicted of murdering her in 1990. Apparently, he had said that he was in transsexual transition while he was married to the wife he murdered. At the time of the murder, I guess she left two sons. And I don't know why it's the state's responsibility to pay for this, but I guess from what we understand, let me see, it said Massachusetts State Senator Scott Brown said the decision was an abuse of taxpaying dollars. He apparently had tried to ban legislation to use taxpayer funds to fund surgery in prison. Typically cost $10,000 to $15,000. All right, well, people in Massachusetts get to pay for sex changes and murderers. That's what we're paying taxes for. Don't go away, but right back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.